Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from the great state of Texas, probably for the last time in 2019. And so today I want to talk to you about demonic oppression and how we open the door to the enemy and give him the legal right to mess with us. Demonic oppression is the attack by demonic forces that can result in illness, depression, financial difficulty, abnormal fears, you name it. So it's a good idea for us as Christians to be aware of what can open us up to this type of spiritual oppression. One of the things that can occur is past involvement or current involvement in occult activity. Some of these things may be controversial to you. You may have done them and didn't think anything of them. I've done several of these myself in the past. Of course, I no longer do them, but many people have had readings with angel cards, still demonic, tarot cards. You check your astrology in the newspaper every day. I think most people know not to mess with a Ouija board, but some people still do. Any sort of divination, this is an open door to the enemy because it is an occult activity. I'm going to say even watching shows like Charmed on TV, Supernatural, all of those things. Another open door or open gate is past involvement in false religion, and you have not had a divine separation from that, such as Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, some the Islamic, Hindu, Buddhist religions, anything that's false where there are gods that you worship other than the one true God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, that is an open door to demonic activity. Another open door or gate is drug use. Of course, we know that drugs alter the state of the mind and they can invite demonic activity. And young people, contrary to popular belief, weed is a real drug and it is not good for you and you should not be smoking that. And I'm just going to leave it right there. I know you know what the other ones are, heroin, meth, cocaine, but weed is included in that. Amen. Pornography is another open gate. This is a lust of the flesh, and you have opened yourself up to demonic influence and control if you are watching pornography. Any sort of occult meditation techniques, such as, which I didn't know for a long time, yoga, because you were calling on Hindu spirits when you do that. You're streaming your consciousness with their consciousness or going into an altered state of consciousness, which is why it's considered a cult. That is also an open door. If you have any little statues of idols in your house, that is an open door. A lot of music is an open door, and it's interesting that music is a gate because you know Lucifer, the chief angel, the most beautiful, was a worship leader. He was a singer. He was in charge of the music. And so he uses music to seduce and entice and even entrance people many, 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 many times. I'm sure you've heard the story, the legend of the Pied Piper. This is a real thing. That demonic oppression, demonic activity can come through music. So we have to be really, really careful and prayed up about what we put into our ear gates, what we listen to, and our eye gates, what we watch. All of these things can become a thorn in the flesh, so to speak, for us, which is a continual source of sin. And from all these things, we see the mega sin that is going on in the world with trafficking, abortion, mass shootings, incest, rape, sexual assault, pornography, And unfortunately, right now, the sin of the majority is almost like a mob mentality, where this group of people all share the same similar beliefs. So they're scientifically, naturally energized, so to speak. And because they're energized, their mass grows, which means their numbers grow. And so their energy grows. Okay. So what are all of these demonic spirits that I'm talking about? And let me go back and put in a caveat. If you are saved, if you have asked the Lord into your heart, you cannot be demonically possessed, but you can be demonically oppressed, which means you can be influenced by demons. So the spirit of divination is witchcraft. That's the tarot cards, the astrology. The reference for that is 1 Samuel 15:2. There's a spirit of lying. This is false teaching. This is fake news. Proverbs 6:16 through 19. There is a spirit of perversion, which is incest, child pornography, sex trafficking, any works of the flesh. The reference for that is Isaiah 19:14. And I'm not telling you all the spirits. I'm just telling you the main ones that we seem to be dealing with right now in America. The spirit of heaviness, which includes depression, suicide, anxiety, drug addiction. Luke 4:18, Psalm 69:20 are the references. You know, the Lord does not want us to have a spirit of heaviness. He wants us to have the oil of joy and the garment of praise. The spirit of whoredom, which could include the love of money, not just sexual things. The reference for that is James 4:4. The spirit of infirmity, where your health is oppressed. And I have been dealing with that for a while. And I'm trying to figure out what gate I left open and how this happened. But I know I will be healed in Jesus' name. The reference is Acts 3:2, because God still heals. And I know my health is oppressed so that I won't be able to preach and teach, but you know what, devil? I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to spread the good news on my deathbed, whether I'm coughed and hacking and still dealing with bronchitis and asthma like I've been, I will still spread the good news and the gospel in the name of Jesus. The spirit of bondage, which is generational strongholds. Oh my goodness. You know, it can stop with you. This can be the end of the strongholds in your bloodline when you surrender it to the Lord, whatever it is. It could be alcoholism. It could be divorce, which is the stronghold in my family. It could be abortions. It could be poverty. It could be incest. It could be any number of things. The reference is Acts 8:23. The spirit of fear, which I have dealt with most of my life. Phobias, mental illnesses, mental anxiety. And let me stop and put another caveat in here. Not all mental illness is spiritual. There are some things that happen physically, biologically, that cause people to have mental problems, like side effects from drugs. And there's nothing wrong with going to doctors. And, you know, not every mental situation is spiritual or spiritual oppression. Psalms 91, 5 through 6 is the reference for fear. And we know that perfect love casts out all fear. And I have to pray about this all the time, because I don't want to be that way, because I know the Lord has me in the palm of his hands and I trust him. But every once in a while, it'll creep up, that paranoia. But I rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and you can too. There's a spirit of seduction, a Jezebel spirit, where there are where there's manipulation, intimidation, false prophets, false teaching through charm. And the reference for that is Proverbs 12:22 and Proverbs 1:10. Why am I telling you about all of this? Because you have to stay prayed up against this. Demons are assigned to regions. And I guarantee you, if you think about it long enough, you'll know which demonic spirits are over your city, over your neighborhood, and over your state, or over your country. Because the activity is very prevalent and there's massive problems with a particular area. For example, I'm just going to say it. New Orleans has a spirit of divination and a spirit of incest. It's well documented. It's well known. Houston, where I live in this area, has a spirit of perversion and pornography. There's so much sex trafficking here. We are a hub. But we're going to pray that away. Law enforcement is behind us. We're going to stop it. There are too many agencies on top of this now. A21, Elijah Rising, so many ministries out there working against this. So we're going to stop this in Jesus' name. But I need you to be aware of these things, because in 2020 and beyond, it's just going to increase as we get closer to the end before Jesus' return. However, we can pray. We can pray these things away, or at least get them to decrease. Our prayers can move mountains. And if we have the faith of a mustard seed, maybe we can eradicate it altogether to where these things are extinct. So let's just believe that and declare it right now in the name of Jesus, that we bind all of these evil spirits and demons and demonic oppressions and legions that are in our cities and towns and neighborhoods and states and schools and countries in the name of Jesus. We call on the name of Jesus, which is the name above every other name. Satan, you are a defeated foe, and we rebuke you in every plan and scheme. Father God, we ask for your protection over our country and over our children, over our schools and over our families and over our minds. Lord, help us to be mindful of our ear gates and our eye gates. And in 2020 and beyond, Lord, we just pray for a supernatural awakening among the Christian community, Lord. Help us, Lord, to remember that we are fighting battles with principalities, not with people, but with spirits. Lord, help us to remember, Lord, that you are in charge and that you've already won the battle for us. So we have nothing to fear. And so, Lord, we lift up every spirit that I named that we were talking about. And Lord, we just pray your blessing upon us and that you give us a supernatural release from all of these things in Jesus' name. Father God, forgive us as we repent for anything that we've done to give the devil legal access and rights to mess with us, Lord. We will not live oppressed. We are free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you for listening to today's podcast, and I pray that you have a blessed 2020. Bye now.